Lost and Found by Jane Ann Krentz. Copyright 2000 by Jane Ann Krentz. Read by Sandra Burr. Performance copyright 2000 by Brilliance Audio. All rights reserved. To Leslie Geldman, what a joy it is to work with an editor who shares a vision. Lost and Found. 1.
It is never wise to become emotionally involved with a client,
Vesta Briggs said.
I'm not involved with Mac Easton.
Katie cradled the phone against her shoulder and tugged off first one high heel and then the other.
Not in the way you mean. I'm just consulting for him. I thought I made that clear.
There was a short, terse silence on the other end of the line. Katie sighed silently and sank down onto the sofa. The phone had been ringing a moment ago when she had come through the door. She had lunged for it on the off chance that it was Fantasy Man. It had not been Mac Easton. It had been her great-aunt.
There's something in your voice when you talk about him,
Vesta said. Icicles of disapproval hung on each word.
I get the impression that you are interested in him in a personal way.
He's just a voice on the phone.
But what a voice. Every time she heard it, a thrill of awareness zinged through each nerve ending. Her vivid imagination did the rest, conjuring blatantly erotic fantasies out of thin air. It was a voice that had begun to whisper in her dreams, but she saw no reason to mention that to her rigid great-aunt. Vesta Briggs was not a romantic. Katie slipped off one silver earring and set it down on the glass-topped coffee table. Probably not a good idea to tell Vesta that, in addition to being a voice on the phone, Easton had also become a frequent email correspondent, she thought. He seemed to...